Hey, so just huge warning about this. This is going to be the open thoughts, me just talking about My Hero Academia. This will not only spoil the anime up to this point, it will spoil all of the manga. So if you don't want that, if you don't care, go ahead and listen. But like, if you want to see where the anime is going, maybe don't listen to this. I will say there's not a ton of spoilers. I could tell you everything that happens, and it wouldn't honestly detract that much, because on paper, there's not a ton of story beats that happen, but the way they're executed is very good. So it might take away from your enjoyment, so just keep that in mind. Fair warning. So My Hero Academia is or Boku no Hero Academia, if you're annoying, is an anime about a kid named Izuku Midoriya whose nickname and hero name is Deku. So I'm just gonna call him Deku because it's easier for me. It's about a kid named Deku in a world of people who have these things called quirks, which are powers that like came into the world recently. Almost everybody has a quirk. Some of them are as simple as I can levitate a very small object. And some of them are like, I can make icebergs out of cities and just blow shit up. So it's all over the map. And with these powers developing, there is a world of heroes and villains now. And it's very prestigious to be a hero, and, you know, they stop villains, obviously. So it's this whole new society that's been created. It's kind of like the Pleasant Light reexamination of the superhero genre compared to One Punch Man's darker one. It's not like super dark, but it's definitely a lot darker than My Hero Academia. So Deku is a kid who wants to be, he wants to be a hero more than anything else. Like his hero, the number one hero in the world, All Might, who's the blonde guy with the big victory sign V hair and the America outfit. And he wants to be a hero, but he doesn't have a quirk. So he can't be a hero. It's gonna be too hard. You can't be a superhero if you don't have any powers. There's no like Robins in this universe. The villains are too dangerous. So Deku is like trying everything to get into this school and he can't. And then one day in a chance meeting, he meets All Might in the middle of his like daily routine superhero saving shit. And he's like, hey, All Might, I want to be a hero. Can I be a hero without a quirk? And All Might's like, probably not, kid. Go be a police officer. And that fucking destroys him. But then later that day, Deku, like, proves himself. And he's like, oh, shit, maybe you can be a hero, son. All Might takes Deku on as his, like, apprentice, as his successor, basically. Because All Might's power is a quirk called All for One. No, it's not. It's called One for All. And One for All is a quirk that basically just builds on the strength of everyone who has it. It's a legacy quirk, and you pass it on to different people, and over the generations, it's gotten insanely strong, and it's like the quirk for the best hero. And he's like, I'm gonna train you to be the next me, and you will be a cool cat. So it's all about Deku getting the power, One for All. So there's two quirks in this. The good one is One for All, and the bad one is the one of the main antagonists is All for One. And I am gonna fuck that up several times. So just try and use context clues to correct me. I apologize for that in advance. So it's basically Naruto. Even the author has said it's like my biggest inspiration is Naruto. It's Naruto with superheroes instead of ninjas. And it has the same, like, huge cast of characters that are all the main character's age and they're all friends, except all of them are good this time. Instead of doing the thing that, like, Naruto does, where they've got their core team of Naruto and Sasuke and Sakura, and then they swap them out a little bit, but it's mostly those two for part one, and then when Shippuden runs around, it's, like, kind of focuses on other characters, but, you know, it's still mostly about Naruto. My Hero Academia does a much better job because it will always have Deku as the protagonist for the most part. But every arc, Deku kind of has like a different 2 to 4 buddies who are helping him out. So like in the first arc, it's nobody. And then in the second arc, it's kind of Ochako and Ida. And then after that, it's like it's Ida and Zuko, what's his name? I can't believe I'm forgetting this. Fire Ice Kid. Todoroki. It's Todoroki. And then, like, the current arc, or like the immediately previous arc, it was like Kirishima was there now. It's very random who gets added and dropped, and I really like it because it lets you explore all these characters. And so it's kind of an ensemble cast in the most literal way possible, because the plot is, like, obviously Deku is becoming this big hero. Like, it's just his going through school and overcoming challenges and learning how to go from having no quirk to having the strongest quirk that literally blows up his body as he uses it, and learning how to manage that and learning how to be a hero. And he's also dealing with villains, which I'll get into a little later. But sort of the draw of My Hero Academia is this big ensemble cast, because unlike a show where it's like a big ensemble cast, like even like Fullmetal Alchemist, which has an amazing cast, it's not so much, hey, here's the Elrics, and it's the Elrics and the people they're interacting with right now, and this is how they fit into the plot. It kind of feels like its own world. Like, everyone has their own motivations, everyone's got their own little backstory. They're all fun in it. Like, I like actually every single class member of Deku's. Like, the worst thing I feel for them is indifference. This is, of course, not counting Mineta. Mineta's the worst. If you like Mineta, you're wrong. Sorry. Mineta fucking sucks. Mineta's the little, like, kid with grapes on his head and a diaper and a cape, and he just wants to fuck every girl that's ever existed, and I hate him, and everyone hates him. But you're kind of not supposed to like Mineta, and also the universe hates Mineta, which makes him a little okay. And Mineta's the worst, but, like, everyone else I really like. So it's really fun getting this ensemble cast that you get a lot of. Instead of like, oh, my favorite character's off screen for a little while, I hope they come back. Like, I wonder when they'll get focus again. It's more like, oh shit, this guy's in this arc and this guy's in this arc. That's cool. We haven't really gotten any focus on them yet. They're neat. Okay, next arc. Oh, who are these guys? You know, you get like, but it's the same orbiting cast. They don't leave. So you still get little one-off lines from them here and there. This is going to be a very hard video to write. I think the hardest video so far to write a script for, because I like this show a lot and I like the manga, but, like, not a lot happens on paper, which is very strange, because basically all that happens is Deku and some friends go to a place to do hero things as outlined by the school, and then surprise, the Villain Alliance shows up, and the Villain Alliance is the bad guys. All Might's presence as a hero is so strong, it's done the opposite of Kira in Death Note, where he's like, I will be such an I guess it's the exact same thing, but for the opposite reason. It's like, hey, I will murder anyone who commits a crime, magically, so there will be no more crime. And after a couple years, that starts working. That's basically what's happened with All Might, that he's such a deterrent that his very existence makes villains think twice. And it's been like he's the big number one guy. And there's an interesting, like, so the Villain Alliance is run by this guy named Tomura Shigaraki, who is in that other video I did. He's the, there's going to be a lot of Japanese slinging names around here, and I'm probably going to get some of them wrong. I'm the worst with names. And Tomura Shigaraki has the power of decay. He has hand powers. If he touches anyone, he can make them, like, basically turn into dust. And it's him and his associates, and they are trying to create the Villain Alliance, which starts off as this kind of bumbling whatever-the-fuck thing, and then eventually, through a couple actions, actually starts picking up steam, and is still picking up steam. They haven't, like... They're pretty clearly, like, the main antagonists, but they haven't really, Like, they haven't officially come out as like, hey, we are set up, we're the main antagonist. It's still just their organization building, even to where we are in the manga right now. But basically, Tomura Shigaraki is the set-up successor to... This is gonna get confusing. All for One, who is the bad guy who has a quirk that can absorb other people's quirks and redistribute them if he wants. He can do that. And he is setting up this... Basically, there is a good... Like, there's a supervillain and a superhero, and both of them are making their successors. And the successors are gonna fight. It's an intergenerational battle, is the idea. And it's Deku versus Tomura Shigaraki. Yeah, so it's gonna be hard to make fun of this, because I do like all of it. But basically, what it really comes down to, outside of the excellent execution of everything, is... heroes go to a place to do a hero thing, whether it's for school or to be heroes. Usually a combination, but usually the former. And then unexpectedly, villains show up and the protagonists get wrapped up in it. So just like going through the arcs really fast. I mean, like, the first one is just, the first one is Deku getting his power. But after that, it's like, oh, we're going to train in the USJ, which is like a rescue simulation thingy. It's all these like giant city-sized, like inexplicably funded city-sized things just for the purpose of being destroyed and for hero practice. I have no idea where they're getting this funding. So Deku and company go into like this rescue place, but surprise, the villains sneak in and they have to deal with these villains. Oh no, and it's like a real threat for the first time. And then after that is like a little tournament arc where villains don't show up. But then after that, it's like, oh, like during that tournament arc, Ida's brother got definitely killed, but then he didn't because no one ever dies in My Hero Academia. Like, period. No named characters die who are important, ever. And I want to give props to this show because, so at the end of the second to most recent arc, which I imagine is the one they're going to end season 3 on. All Might and the main antagonist fight. And All Might's been getting weak. Oh, I didn't mention this. All Might's been getting weaker. He had this fight with the supervillain bad guy, All For One. And All For One critically wounded him. He thought he killed All For One, but he didn't. And now All For One's back. And they have another fight. And this time they managed to capture All For One for real. But All Might is revealed as, like, he's weak, he can't fight anymore, he has his muscle form and his, like, I'm a shitty Skeletor guy form. And his shitty Skeletor form is revealed to the world, so the world loses that, oh, All Might will save us, like, they don't have that anymore. So it's like, oh, shit, villains are everywhere now, you get the idea. But, like, even then, and All Might, like, it narratively would have made total sense to kill All Might there. But they didn't, and he's just like, I'm still around, I'll die in the future, but I'm still here right now. But it really feels weighty, you can really feel the impact. This show does a good job of having major plot points that aren't death-related. Like, it's just big things that happen. And it feels emotionally weighty and consequential in-universe, which is what's really important, but no one ever dies, so I think that's neat. And One Piece also does the no one ever dies thing, but in a very different way. It's more like no one ever dies, surprise they come back 500 episodes later. Whereas in this, just no one ever dies and they're still around, but like the status quo is completely changed. Yeah, but like all the arcs are like, and then after that arc, it's like, oh, during the tournament, Ida's brother got almost killed, but not really, by this hero killer named Stain. And then there's the Go Catch Stain arc and some kids fight Stain. Like they just go to do their hero internships, but then Stain shows up and they have to fight him. And then after that, they, like, go fucking camping or whatever. And then some villains show up and they have to fight them. And it's basically, like, the villain alliance is watching them and there's a mole inside the school. The school is called UA. There's a traitor inside UA. And I will tell you, that has still not been resolved or super addressed. They keep bringing it up, but I imagine it's a setup for a future arc that hasn't happened yet. So there's that. Yeah, there's, and, like, the problem is, see, everything I just told you, that's the show. That's it. I have, like, almost nothing to work with for this, because My Hero Academia is really an experience to watch it. It's an experience, man. Like, it's not that. It's not transcendental or anything, but so much of it is in the execution, because on paper, it's just kid with no power gets a superpower and goes to Naruto school, but for superheroes instead of ninjas. Like, that's, like, a little interesting, but then I tell you the arcs, it's like some guy attacks someone's brother. He goes to get vengeance and they go to help him. Like that's it. And like honestly, most of the arcs are they go training in the woods and villains show up. That's the arc. That's the whole thing, and that's like 50 chapters. But it's good and it's interesting and I give a shit. Cause the characters are good, Deku's really good. Deku is such a likable protagonist. I don't know if anyone would give a shit. I've never watched the sub, I've read the manga and I've watched all the anime. The dub's fantastic, so there's no reason not to watch it. Okay, I guess I'll talk about some of the characters. So, the requisite, I'm the cool Sasuke anime, whatever, meh. You know, like the character in Digimon who's like the Matt or the dark-haired brooding guy on the Digidestined team. There's actually two of those in Todoroki, who is Zuko and has like fire and ice powers. And I like Todoroki a lot, because Todoroki's only that for like one arc. and then he kind of gets over it for the most part. They bring it back for the... They bring it back for the, training to get our licenses to be heroes arc for a little bit, and I honestly didn't think that added anything to the story. But it didn't distract for too long, so that's okay. And the main one, Deku's main rival, is Bakugo. And Bakugo has explosion powers. He used to be friends with Deku, kind of, but not really. It's very strange. And he beat the shit out of Deku a long time for being weak and quirkless, but wanting to be a hero anyway. And now suddenly he's got this quirk. Whoa, what a piece of shit, and he keeps showing me up. And this is something that permeates throughout all of this show. My Hero Academia does a really good job taking character archetypes I don't like very much, and then having the universe react to them the way they should. So, like, Bakugo's like the punk whatever, nah, I'm the best at his old school. But then he gets to UA, and like, everyone's first introduction is him being a dick to Deku, and him being really hot-headed, and everyone's like, oh, you're a fucking asshole. And they just like, they like openly poke fun at him, and just like, think he's a hot-headed prick, instead of thinking he's cool or whatever. And that's really cool, because it makes Bakugo work, because then it's just like, I'll fucking kill you, Deku, and then Sue's just like, oh, he won't have any friends because he's a piece of shit. What did you say? See what I mean? And like, that's really funny, because now that, like, and Mineta's a terrible pervert, and everyone hates him, except pretty much Deku, and I guess Kaminari? But like, none of the girls like Mineta, none of the teachers like Mineta, and... Again, I think pervert, like, I think the pervert archetype is terrible, but Mineta 100% of the time gets his shit wrecked, which is funny. I still wish he wasn't there, but, you know, could be worse. I just came off of watching, like, half of Dragon Ball, and Master Roshi is, like, the same archetype, but done worse. He's kind of the codifier, but I hate that archetype. Pervert isn't funny enough to make it not weird and creepy. So... There's a lot of good characters. The main ones, is there anyone I don't like that I can complain about? Like, all the teachers are neat. The entire cast is neat. The artwork is so fucking good. I'm really happy the anime is doing season by season instead of, like, trying to constantly pump shit out like One Piece does, which eventually turned it from a really good show for about 200 episodes to a pile of hot steaming garbage. Where it is now, and it's just like, an episode every week! I hope we never catch up to Oda, even though we're like 20 chapters behind, and now every episode is like 5 minutes of content, and then 20 minutes of filler. And I'm really happy that they're taking the time to make this a very good, it's an excellent anime adaptation. Like, the fights are pretty good in the manga, but then when you see them animated, it's like, fuck. Like, this is one of the only shows that I read the manga, and it's like, I want to watch this. I want to see this animated. Normally, I don't give a shit about that. Is there anything I don't like? Okay. So the show does this thing sometimes where they will, like, put little hints early on to arcs he has planned later, especially character arcs. So, like, Ida... There's a few moments in the first two arcs where he's like, oh, I didn't act like a hero as fast as I could, but that I would have, I could have if I was in the right situation. And then his brother gets killed for being like a hero for money or whatever by Stain. And then he goes to fight Stain and like is doing it for revenge instead of to be a hero or whatever. And he's like, oh shit, I'm a bad hero who doesn't communicate. And that's like kind of foreshadowed here and there. The one I don't think they do that a lot. The one I don't think they've been doing a very good job of for that, currently in the manga, is... You got to see a little of it in the season finale for the anime. Uraraka has a crush on Deku, or maybe she doesn't, and they constantly, like, have her... What's the word for this? Like, conflicted about that, and, like, figuring it out in her head... But it never has any impact on anything outside of her head, and it's just weird that they keep coming back to it. And it sort of absorbed the rest of her personality, which is, like, kind of, like, whatever. Semi-low confidence, ready to help, good bubbly friend who really, really wants to help out her parents. Like, all that shit's kind of gone now. It's just her going, like, man, I'm Deku. And I saw a Tumblr post that's like, I wish she wasn't just an accessory, like, who liked Deku. And I was like, she's not that. And then I read the manga. I was like, okay, she's that. You're right. Fuck. I really like this show. And I would highly recommend anyone watch it. And I would also recommend reading it. Actually, I got pissed off because I went to go, like, legally purchase the volumes because I wanted to support the thing. And the only volume that, like, there were, like, five volumes, basically, of chapters remaining, and one of them had been translated, and it was, like, immediately after where the anime was. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? All right, fine. I guess I'll do this. I guess I'll only buy one of these, because it's impossible to purchase the rest. Yeah, we're nearing the end of an arc. It does a good job kind of having a different theme that it tackles every single arc. Like, all the bad guys are fairly interesting. They all make good points. It's neat because instead of being like, oh, this is the biggest bad guy, we gotta punch him to death, like most shonen, where it's like he wants to take over the world, it's really just each bad guy has a motive or whatever. Like, he's crazy, but it's like an understandable motive where he's like, I don't like that people are heroes for money and fame. They should be heroes to be heroes. And I want to end that society. It's all like, it's very man versus society, which I always think is an interesting theme if done well, and it is here. So like that arc is grappling with like, what does it mean to be a true hero versus like a hero who is just a hero to be in the spotlight. And then there's like the current arc with the eight precepts of death. The villain is like, just like heroes in general, like they're a disease and they're bad for society. I have a girl who I've been torturing basically, and I want to use her power of rewind, which that I would say is a spoiler, so I apologize if you've been listening to that point. Her power to rewind anything, and I'm using it to rewind humans before quirks existed, so their quirks are just fucking gone. And I want to do that so we can go back to the old age of like me being in the Yakuza and whatever. And like, that's more interesting than I just want to kill people or I just want to blow everything up. Like, it's all exploration of society, and that's cool. Yeah, God, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna make fun of for this. Like, I'm just gonna I think this video is just gonna end up being stuff like the Overwatch video, where it was just, you know, like, I genuinely like this game. Here's two or three things that are weird about it, and half the video is dumb names for characters, because, you know, you've got Class 1A to poke fun at. I don't know, it's like, this is gonna be hard. This is gonna be the trickiest one so far. I don't have anything more to say. This is a hard fucking show to talk about, because it's like, it's just, I like these characters. I don't like these characters. Oh, one more thing. The shipping community is weird and bad. It does the thing where it's like, anytime a character has shared a line of dialogue, they are now a couple. They can be shipped. I hate that. It's like, why are you doing that? Like, I just saw a bunch of them that I fucking hated, but it's just like, oh, they talked. Oh, I want them to fuck. It's like, no, what? You're just making this shit up. Like, there's some that make sense. Like, Bakugo has a little friend circle in the class, like that friend circle, and they're like, they could be banging. It's like, yeah, sure, I guess, whatever. Then it's like, Todoroki and Yayorozu. It's like, well, they talked. They did have a fifth of an arc together. I guess I could see that. But, like, it doesn't make any sense. It's just because they're in a room together, and I don't like that shit. That's really annoying to me. I feel like, I know this is, like, counterintuitive to the fact that shipping exists at all, but I think you need to put a little more thought into character ships before you commit to them, if that makes sense. Like, it's like Widow and Tracer in Overwatch. It's like, yeah, okay, they're both girls and you want to see them fuck, but I need a reason. Like, they hate the shit out of each other in universe, and not even in a cutesy way. Like, they both want each other to be dead. So like, where's this ship coming from? That kind of thing always bothers me. What else? God, this is such a hard series to talk about. It's just like, there's a lot of like best girl and best boy arguments. I could maybe poke fun at that. People really like the invisible girl, whose name, so I will say this, I am the worst with names. I know almost everyone's name in Class 1A by this point, and they're like, they're all Japanese, and I fucking suck at that. I do not know the invisible girl's name, because she does not matter. Like, she's not even a character. I don't know, it's like, you have this amazing cast of people, and then you have a girl, like, a one-note girl whose joke is, I'm invisible and people can't see me. And it's like, oh, she's the best girl. It's like, where are you getting this basis from? Like, look at this you got Yayirozu, you got Sue, you got, like, all these people, and you're fucking going with that? Blah, bad. Whatever. I guess that's all I have to say. I guess there's no reason to drag this out. This is just gonna be a hard writing process that I gotta hammer out for the next few days. So, wish me luck! Bloop boop!